You can greet your brethren. Tell them welcome back. In the praise of the instruments of hymns. Worship and praise. In the harps' voicings. Yes. You know, he speaks them of in the Psalms. Psalms 33, verse 1 up to 3. That he loves most those harps. Those played with wisdom and skill. And there are even voices which speak out the songs.
It's
a point you reach the only ones you want to hear.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's read in the Psalms. Understand why we play those instruments.
Zabuli esura ya satu mwesatu olunyiri olusoka.
Psalms chapter 33 verse 1.
Musanyukire mukama mwe abatukirivu. Okutendereza kusanira abalina omwoyo gw'amazima.
Rejoice in the Lord, all you righteous, for praise is fitting for the upright.
Olunyo olwokubiri.
Verse 2.
Mumwebaze mukama n'ennanga, muyimbe okutendereza n'ennanga y'engoye kumi.
Praise the Lord with the harp, sing unto him with the psaltery, and an instrument of 10 strings.
Olunyo olwokusatu.
Verse 3.
Mumuyimbire oluyimba olujja, mukube ennanga n'amagezi n'eddoboozi eddene.
Sing unto him a new song, play skillfully with a loud noise.
Hey.
Yes.
Ennanga muzikube nga zaaki?
Play the harps with wisdom.
Nga z'amagezi.
Run there with wisdom.
Bwe bagamba nti ennanga ya magezi.
When they say the harp is wisdom,
amagezi bagamba.
Wisdom they say.
Let's
read Ecclesiastes chapter 8. And you see if you play the harp with wisdom.
And
you have all skill and experience. What happens? Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 1. Who is as the wise man and who knows the interpretation of a thing? A person plays the harp of wisdom, of instruments of wisdom, and they have experience. They cause it speak,
and
it interprets what they sing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
Kubanga ani ayina wa magezi.
For who has wisdom there?
Amanye ekigambo bwe kivunulwa.
To know interpretation of a word.
Kwega enange bevunula oluyimba n'eruyimba bulungi.
That happened to him. Interprets a song and sings it very well. And it sings that, Lord, you are so great. It sings. That is how it appears. It has to speak. So we gave up that time.
And we
play those harps before the Lord. And which it gives us to restore our souls. It gives you to think which song is that? On the chorus or the verse. Then your soul totally is restored.
Hallelujah.
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 So don't be surprised why we play them. They restore your soul.
It's
no musician sing for you that you hear that it is this one.
It's
what sings in wisdom it are written for you with all instruments together. Takes you restore your soul. You hear well what they sing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Scripture,
they come for you, you open as you listen. It's a good moment indeed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's
a very wonderful time.
era muguru wabate banayimba.
And in heaven the Lord had sung.
Kasera koke kasoka maso
ga mukama. That moment is what first happened before the Lord.
Kuba bivuga byoka.
To play only instruments.
Munaleta marobozi.
And they bring out the voices.
Eh, soma kubikulu ya 14.
Read Revelation 14.
Kubulira lwachi tubadde tuli mu instrumental music.
I tell you why we've been playing instrumental music.
Okubikulirwa esura ya 14 olunyiri olw'omukaaga.
Revelation chapter 14 verse 6.
Katuve kulisoka tuyingira olw'okubiri.
Okubikulirwa esura ya 14 olunyiri olusoka.
Revelation chapter 14 verse 1.
Nendaba era laba omwana gwendiga nga ayimiridde ku lusozi Sayuni era wamu naye akasirivu mu 14 mu 14 nga balina erinnya lye n'erinnya lya kitaawe nga liwandiikiddwa.
And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the mountain Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written in their foreheads. Verse
2. Ngedobozi lya amazzi amangi, era ngedobozi ly'okubwatuka okunene, n'eddobozi lye nawulira, ng'eri abakubi b'ennanga, ngaba
And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard a voice of harpers, harping with their harps. Yes. Before he heard any song, he had instruments. And he thundered so much. We know they caused them thunder very well. We always call them thunder in the praise. Even in the worship, they point a rich request for thunderings. The one on the jars. And he caused them thunder. And the thunderings pass through. One of the best jitter calls it also release voice. Noisings. The one of the
song
and is arguing inside.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And don't ask where did you get it from. In the heavenly journey, as they gave a book of remembrance.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When you read Revelation 14, verse 2 show when the instrument stopped and the voices of the song then came. When you read verse 3,
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So
there is a time it's only for instruments. As you see, 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 5 and 6,
agamba what?
He says like this.
First
Samuel chapter 10, verse 6.
Samuel chisoka esula ya kumi ulunyiri wa mkaga.
1 Samuel chapter 10 verse 6.
Awo moyo gwa mukama gunajja kugwe na amani. Samuel chisoka esula ya 10 olunyoro kutano.
1 Samuel chapter 10 verse 5.
Nolyoka otuka kulusozi lwa Katonda awali ekigo kya Bafilisuti. Awo lunatuka bono bango tuse eyo mchibuga. Ono singane kibina kya bannabbi nga baserengeta. Ngabava mchife chigulu mivu. Ngabali nentongoli, nebitasa, nendere, nenanga, ngabiba kule mbede. Elaba nabanga bayimba.
After that, you shall come to the hill of God, where is the garrison of the Philistines. And it shall come to pass, when you are come there to the city, that you shall meet a company of prophets, coming down from the high place with the harp, and the tabalin, and the fruit, and Elia, before them, and they shall prophesy. Verse 6.
Awo moyo gwa mukama gunajja kugwe n'amaanyi, n'owamu nabo obunnabbi, n'ofuuka okuba omuntu omulala.
And the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you, and you shall prophesy with them, and shall be turned into another man.
Hey.
Yes.
You
reach on the mountain of gold. You find his prophets there.
Led
by instruments very well. They are before all type of instruments.
We've
not yet finished all of them here. And when you're out there,
have an
instrument, you say that I want to learn and play this one.
You
will see Pastor Shalom and Prophet Deborah. Tell them there's an instrument I feel I can handle.
I
may not have learnt it, but I feel it in me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Quickly learn it, for you'll yearn for it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Many instruments we have to gather up here. The main thing in all, we want to learn and play them in wisdom. And we feel all skills of God.
Experience.
Interpretation of a song passed through the instruments.
You know,
recently I choose
us,
the instruments we play the other side, out in the world. Religions and the beliefs. Even some of the brethren in the salvation, they just play instruments. In Amos, he says that
they are
there, rejoice over instruments without any voices, and they are just there. Amos
6:5.
Amos 6:5.
Abayimbire nyimbe zitalimu ku ddoboozi ly'ennanga.
That chant to the sound of the harp, and invent for yourselves instruments of music like David.
Hey.
Yes.
No,
English has something lacking there.
Mm.
This just chant on the harp. And even instruments just like of David. But Luganda has said, those rejoice on the instruments which have no voice of the harp, and even instruments like of David. There is a point harps they have to speak,
and
they have to speak somewhere in the song. And our brethren, the singers, mostly this on the third level of instruments, they are getting experience in the time like this. They give skill and experience to make instruments speak, bring out every sweet instrument. They have to search all the interesting soundings in that harp. If you touch the sound of the bass guitar,
and
you play it in any way, it's interesting. It's your moment. No one trouble you.
Amen.
No one has moved off key or from the beat. Yes.
And
play the drum in any way, whether it barks or it cries. Now the jazz, and you play them, the big and the small, and those with high noise, sound is in the soft. It's your moment to show the skills and experience, the instruments of wisdom, and they interpret very well. You give up one, two, and they pass through. Only the harps, only the drums, the smaller drum. We want solo or bass. There are fruits, they are coming, and the rest.
Amen.
It will always be a good moment.
But we've been speaking about it. Let's move on again. By name and voice, Apostle Ronald the Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman, and our Bible reader, Pastor Robina Samson, Uganda. We love you all. In the name of our Lord Jesus, Son of the Living God. We based in this ministry of the full knowledge of God
are
going to move rich unto you. Part 8 of the book of God's mega last agenda on earth. Basing in Africa, Uganda.
International Ministries.
Or call it the book about full knowledge of God, International Ministries. And God is worldwide call. Basing in Africa, Uganda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mchisira chineno.
And this time on,
tuche yongera yo ne NB.
We still move on with NB number 8, portion C.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It means we are on the portion, the third portion. In this NB number 8.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We see these words which are key.
Wants
to put on special attention, both meaningful and they are key in God's worldwide call based in Africa, Uganda. And we still move on to see that God revealed me the book of remembrance. Passing through the heavenly biblical journey for 7 years. From the year 2005 up to 2011. In series of the visions, the dreams, the trance or transfiguration,
azotals
or teleportation,
Sumim,
Farmim,
Awamo ne Yurim,
and the Urim,
the
spiritual transports. As we first passed through them last time, in the book of Numbers, chapter 12,
in
the verse 6,
and
God says that if there be his prophet in the world, or any of his servants, God will appear to him in the vision and speak with him in the dreams. In there is where come the transports, like the trance or transfiguration, where there is azotas or teleportation, where there is the thamim and the urim. All those are spiritual transports. As we read off in Job chapter 20, verse
8,
that he flies quick as a vision and is chased as a dream. Now those are spiritual transports. And we spoke a few concerning them there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. They will move on, be proclaimed of well. How they appear and the way they work.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. They are spiritual transports, but they are made by the Holy Spirit. When you read Acts chapter 8, verse 39 to 40, you will see they are made by the Spirit. That's why they are called spiritual transports.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So
in that way, we began on these words, that this heavenly journey, heavenly biblical journey,
okusobola okunnyonnyoka obuva bwa Bayibuli
was moved in the Bible to be able to explain the origin of the Bible.
Obutuufu oba obwaddala bwa Bayibuli,
the reality of the Bible,
amazima ga Bayibuli,
the truth of the Bible,
ekkubo lya Bayibuli,
the way of the Bible,
n'obulamu bwa Bayibuli,
and the life of the Bible.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Eranga bitwatuse mu kanyumira.
And when we reached in that aspect,
twasobodde okunnyonnyoka ku Katonda mu bufuzi.
We are able to be explained briefly in the summary, the origin of the Bible, right from the everlasting unto God the Father. He began with his words,
one
we know as the Son Jesus Christ, even the Holy Spirit, above all the heavens, at the beginning and the end. And
he
told us in Isaiah 34:16 that when we seek in the book of the Lord and to read, we know that none will lack its
mate,
none will lack its
mate,
for the mouth of the Lord commanded,
and
the Spirit of the Lord gathered. But from where? When we saw Matthew 24:35, told us heaven and earth will pass away, but his words will never pass away, the Holy Scriptures. Now to say they came from the everlasting, that's why they can never pass away.
There
are many things we're able to speak there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we are able to understand that the words of God, the Holy Scriptures, they were led by the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Kubanga.
Because
kigambo kya Katonda ngatana yambara mubiri,
the word of God before he closed the flesh,
era yasuka najja muzingo wekitabo ogwa muwandikibwa,
still he first came in the scroll of the book written about him.
Waulide bigambo bingi awo,
we had the many words there.
Yokana emwemo,
John 1:1,
ulubiribiri waliwo kigambo,
in the beginning was the word,
kigambo ngalia wali Katonda,
and the word is with God,
kigambo nga Katonda,
and the word is God.
In
John 1:14, that word closed the flesh and appeared unto us.
We
saw him in the glory of one begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's why the word before he closed the flesh, we saw in Hebrews 10:6-7. And he said it came in the volume of the book written about him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And he comes from where? In the beginning, at the beginning, and the end, above all the heavens.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we move to analyze in John 5:39, in all the scriptures, they speak things of Christ. But we understood that things of Christ, they are of the Father. That of the Father is of Christ. According to John 16:12-15. And we understood that the word of God, the holy book, the Bible, it came right from the everlasting unto God the Father, him who began with his word,
one
we know as the Son Jesus Christ,
him
we understood he first came in the volume of book come from the everlasting.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That,
so when you read scriptures like Proverbs 8:23-31,
he was set up
right from the everlasting as the word of God.
We
told you there are many things we can get explained there for some good time. And as we've told you, that these words are key,
Bigambo byakusako nyesira.
These are words to put on special attention.
Bigambo byansonga.
There are meaningful words.
Era byankizo.
And those key.
Mukuitibwa kwa katundiri amawanga gonna.
In God's worldwide call.
Mushiramu Africa Uganda.
Basic in Africa Uganda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Era wanonga tulaba.
And here as we see.
Nga tulaba ntikatunda yambi kulira ekitabo kyokujukiza.
As we see that God revealed me book of remembrance.
Kuita mu rugendo lweguru olwatambula mu Bible.
Passing through the heavenly biblical journey for 7 years, from 2005 up to 2011, in series of the spiritual transports. And we saw of there and began to get explained of this. Why the heavenly journey was moved in the Bible. To explain origin of the Bible as you have heard. And again we got explained the reality of the Bible. The reality.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And they told us that it is so real. For it speaks things which were. The things which are. Even those going to come.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And they told
us when he speaks of things which were. It speaks things which were there before creation happened. Above all the heavens. At the beginning and the end. Moving into the everlasting of God. And when it speaks things which are. When it speaks of things which are, it speaks from the creation of heavens and earth and their fullness. When it speaks of those things going to come, it speaks of those when heavens and earth they have passed away and we move to the new heavens and the new earth. Even they are found above all the heavens.
But
we were told according to Galatians 3 verse 8 that scriptures foresaw and they declared. It means they saw things which were before creation happened. Above all the heavens, at the beginning and the end, to reaching everlasting of God, and they were written, and the Spirit wrote as the scripture saw, and just as he sees.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So
the many things God explained there on this day, we want to see of the reality of the truth of the Bible. The truth of the Bible.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The
truth of the Bible. When we finish it, we see of the way of the Bible. And it is brought on this earth. After we see it is life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But
there we first of all want to see the truth of the Bible.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We want to see
Gachi.
The truth of what? The truth of the Bible.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. First of all, the truth of the Bible. It is Christ Jesus. In him are things in all the heavens and all the earth. Right from creation. First of all, the truth of the Bible.
It
is Christ Jesus. In him are all things in the heavens and all the earth, right from creation
until
those visible and the invisibles. That is the first thing you have to know. The second two, we are going to handle it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let me hope you've written down that statement well. That the truth of the Bible, it is Christ Jesus. You may say it's Christ Jesus, our Master. In him are all things in the heavens and all things in the earth. Right from creation. Visible and invisible. Just as they are written in this book, the Bible. Yes. And the truth of the Bible,
Christ Jesus.
Christ Jesus. From his fullness. From his fullness. All things in the entire heavens and all the earth, they were gotten from him. Except lies and the acts of lies.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What have we said? From the truth of the Bible,
Christ
Jesus, our Master, all the fullness of the entire heavens and all the earth, they were given except lies and the acts of lies as sin. And the wage of it, death. Those are not in the things we call truth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's why we began, as we tell you, that this heavenly biblical journey, it was moved to be able to explain the truth of the Bible. And we say, first of all, the truth of the Bible is Christ Jesus, our Master. In him are all things in the heavens and all the earth, right from creation unto visibles and the invisible, as they are written in this book, the Bible. But at the same time, and we say the truth of the Bible, our Lord Jesus Christ, out of him they got fullness, which makes up the entire heavens and all the earth, except lies and the acts of lies as a sin, and its wage is death. Yes. These are not counted among truth. They're not counted among those men to be in Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's why he put for them a prison which is hell. All lies to be bound there. Every iniquity. All evils, all those retain them, they should not remain in the truth. They put for them a prison in the midst of truth, hell.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When
the type person asks you what concerns truth of the Bible, you tell him truth of the Bible. It is Christ Jesus our Master. In him are all things in the entire heavens and all the earth, right from creation, visible and the invisibles. As they are written in this book, the Bible. And you move on to tell them that the truth of the Bible, Christ Jesus our Master, from his fullness, things in all the heavens, in all the earth, it's where we were given. Besides the lies and acts of lies, including sin and its wage, death. Because this, they were not gotten from him. When they manifested, he put a prison for them. It is hell that he binds in there all the liars, all commits iniquities and retain them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Now,
hell is truth. Things bound in there, they are ones not the truth. All the lies, right from their father Satan. You be careful to be in things of lies.
I've
spoken real truth as it is. Mankind does not know what is moving on in the midst of the world. And they know in the entire heavens and all the earth, they should not be lies there. And all acts of lies, including sin and its wage, death.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So I've
spoken like that, that you indeed understand. In John chapter 14, verse 6, he says like this. John chapter 14, verse 6.
Yesu namazima nobulamu
Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Yes. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Now, look, most, why does he say, I am the truth? He is the truth of all those which are in the entire heavens and all the earth, right from creation, visible and the invisibles, as they are written in this book, the Bible. Even some, they don't know why he says it's the truth. But you think, how comes that is the truth? The truth of the Bible, it is Christ Jesus. In him are all things in the entire heavens and all the earth, right from creation into the visibles and the invisibles, as they are written in this book, the Bible, for a reason, from his fullness, all things in the entire heavens and all the earth, we were given, except lies and acts of lies, including sin and its wage, death. That's why he put for them a prison. It is hell, the bottomless pit.
Many of them
read John 14 verse
6.
Jesus the way, truth and the life.
You
know, I will ask, not ask you much why is the life.
For,
now we've had why is the way you can struggle with this. Let us first handle the truth. Why is he the truth? And if you get explained why is the truth, you can know why he is the way. Because from his fullness we were given. Nothing would have manifested in the heavens and the earth where he's not. Without him nothing has life, because from his fullness we were given.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. John 1, verse 16. He says like this. John chapter
1,
verse 16.
Kubanga kukujula kwe, fefe na kwe tuawewa. Nechisa, mchifochechisa.
And of his fullness of all we received, and grace for grace. Yes. From his fullness, we all were given. All things in the heavens and all the earth, right from creation, the visibles and the invisibles, as they are written in this book, the Bible. That's why he said in John chapter 5 verse 39, scriptures are what speak things of mine. All the heavens, they speak of them. Even those in the earth, all of them, visible and invisible, except lies.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
John chapter 5,
verse 39. Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. Yes, they testify of his which are those. All things in the heavens and all the earth, they testify of him as truth. When all the Muhammads, I speak prophet Muhammad, all they are his. Just they decided to pick out lies which is not among his. All the devils, they were his.
And
spoke of them in 1 John and they said, they were of our own and they moved out of us. These are all.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. These scriptures, you see, all of them, it is the truth. Bible, it is of truth. And that truth, it is Christ. In him are all things in the entire heavens and all the earth, right from creation, visible as invisible. Because we all from his fullness we were given. Things of the entire heavens and the earth, visible and invisibles, besides lies and the acts of lies, including sin and its wage death. That I've told you the ultimate truth in the heavens and the earth.
You don't
see that there is any other rightful book here and it speaks things of truth. Have you understood truth? Which other book speaks of his? All the rest when they speak, they don't speak that they are his. Look to the one who writes on the trees, that he discovered them. You discovered on what you created, which we have gotten from your fullness.
that you write on animals, they were gotten from you. All these who have books of the scribes which write lies,
if they don't
end them in their truth that they came from Christ Jesus, all they are liars. They want to exchange the truth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 12, he begins telling us this. Colossians chapter 1, verse 12.
Ngamwebaza kitaffe eyatusanyizaffe omugabo gw'obusika.
Giving thanks unto the Father who has made us fit to be partakers of the inheritance of the holy ones in light. Verse
13.
Who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Verse
14.
In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Verse
15.
Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. Yes.
He's
the firstborn of all creations.
All
we are gotten from him. All in the heavens, everything, you know, whether mountains, whatever you know of, and it is real, you can see it. And it is truth. It is there. You know lies. It's not among the truth. It is not even there. And those who follow lies, they do not have wisdom. How dare you follow something which is not there? Just to call you chasing wind in the language of the world.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's read verse 15. It's very important. And even verse 16. Colossians chapter 1, verse 16.
Kubanga mwoyo, ebintu byonna mwe byatonderwa, mugulu ne kunsi, ebirabika n'ebitalabika, obanga ntebe za bwakabaka, oba bwami, oba kufuga, oba bamasaza, ebintu byonna byatondebwa ye, era ne kululwe.
For by him we are all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. Have you heard very well? Him, the truth, the word of God, the son of God, Jesus Christ. In him are all things of heavens and all the earth. Because from his fullness, we were given until visible and the invisibles. Besides, lies, the acts of lies, they are the sins, and they wage death.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In the midst, as you read Colossians 1 verse
16,
always get John 1 verse 1
up
verse 3 and include it there, for it is the same. It's the same with Colossians chapter 1 verse 16. Let's first include it there, you see. Yes. John chapter 1 verse
1.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the word was God. Verse
2.
The same was in the beginning with God. Verse
3. All things
were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was created. Yes. Him. Connect Colossians 1 verse 16.
In
John chapter 1 verse 1 to 3. You see very clearly. All things were made by him. Without him, nothing was created. You know why? Because from his fullness, it's where we were being given.
Now,
what would have been made in the heavens without him when he's not there? Yes. When he's not there, what would have been created and made?
And
John 1 verse 16, from his fullness we were given. Have you understood truth?
And
the truth the Bible speaks of, it speaks of truth Christ Jesus.
It
speaks of things in the heavens, in all the earth, right from creation, visible and invisibles. From the fullness of Jesus, all of them we are given, besides lies. Have you understood well there? There are those who say, I'm not a teaching priest. Now, what am I? Now, you take over that name of being teaching priest. Me, let me keep teaching by the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You take name of the teaching priest. Me, I remain teaching. I do your work. And you hold, retain the name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We
thank that for the Father, one who teach to prophets, and the high priest of heavens and earth, our Lord Jesus Christ, even the high priest of the earth, the Holy Spirit. John 14 verse 6, he said, when he come, he will teach you all and remind you all. Him too is a teaching priest. The second.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He's the third. Yes. We have the Father, teacher to prophets.
He's
the high priest of the highest heavens.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And those when they handle you and they teach you, they make you something worthful. Get out a teaching priest, put him in the world.
Amen.
As they pass through the heavenly journey and they send a book of remembrance,
the
heavenly journey explained by the Bible, its origin as we heard it, its reality and its truth as we hear of it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's finish Colossians. The meaningful words.
Colossians
chapter 1, verse 17.
Na ye, ye woru bedeberye mbiona, edevintubyo nabi beda omu ye.
And he is before all things, and by him all things are held together. Yes. He's before all things. In all things. Heavens and their heavens. Even all the earth. When you speak all the earth, speak of planet earth,
Jupiter,
Mars, and the rest.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All he holds them together in himself. And that is the truth. It's what Bible speaks of.
No,
the heavenly journey was more than the Bible. In explaining the Bible, its origin, its reality, its truth. And what the real truth, where is it? Hell. Where is it for its truth? It speaks truth that is in Jesus. Jesus is the truth.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now we connected with each other book here. You two bring your books, your wise. If your books speak, let them speak of all truths that is in the heavens and the earth, then we see. Your book there of young children. In your books, you printed dolls of young children that you explain. Despising and degrading them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's read verse
18.
Enter verse 20.
Abakolosai esule soka onyirwa 18.
Colossians chapter 1 verse 18.
Eroyo gwe mutwe gw'omubiri ye kanisa oyolwe rubereberye.
And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have the preeminence.
Verse 19.
Kubanga
kitaffe yasiima okutuukirira kwonna okubeerenga mu ye.
For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. Verse
20.
And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether be things in earth or things in heaven. Yes. The Father was pleased, all of them. All the things of truth. For they came from him truth. That they be in him, those of heavens and earth. And he came to reconcile them. By the blood of the cross. To get out what is not truth. To take out the lies of Satan. Which took us in sin and its wage death to reconcile in himself things of the heavens and the earth. Truth goes very far. Have you ever spoken of it?
Those
who say, I speak truth. I don't lie. Where have you best to realize you speak truth, you don't lie?
Those
who speak things not there. And they prove you they speak truth. When they
just
on judgments unto you, you the liars. They will tell you you spoke truth which one on which one?
Which
came from Jesus, which and which? A person speak truth. I speak truth. This one is a man.
For
he was gotten from Christ. Don't you see the real man? Now pastor tells me,
I am transgender.
Jesus out of him, they get transgender. that you are a woman, but you feel you are a man. That is lies, foolishness. Only death. You go find foolish men.
They clothe
skirts and the browsers.
I'm a transgender.
Because
I'm not gay.
In the city gay.
I'm not a lesbian.
In the city lesbian.
I'm not. But
look at that daft person.
Hallelujah.
But 28 days, will you finish these issues? This book, can you finish it in those days? Me too, I called you, we say.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All who do things like those, which were not gotten from Christ, which should not be in Christ, which concerneth lies, all they have cut off themselves from the true vine. For all things in heavens and earth, they are ones meant to be on the true vine, and it is Christ. And the shoot is in the third heaven. This tree is amazing. Its appearance, the shoot is up. It grows pointing down like that. For the true vine is in the
part of it.
We all here, we are branches to him. All the entire heavens. Branches begin from the second heaven. The four living creatures.
No,
they begin from 24 elders. The four living creatures. The second heaven. The cherubims of the angels in the first heaven,
the
sun and the moon in the firmament of the
planets,
planets and their fullness, they're all branches. When I speak of truth, I don't know how we can begin to deceive me.
You know,
people speak things. But when you're not truth, it will set you free. No one is telling you anything else. One cannot speak Jesus and the truth of the Bible. Plain is the truth of the Bible because Bible speaks things of their heavens and earth. And all them are ones in Christ Jesus. Except lies and acts of lies, including sins, and the wage of sin, death. All the rest tell them if you cannot speak truth of Jesus, we have no anything to speak about.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In John chapter 15. John chapter 15, verse
1.
I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Verse
2.
Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Him is the true vine.
The
shoot sits in the third heaven. Descent come from the third heaven. 24 elders are first to come from it. 24 branches out of it. And the first release the four. The four living creatures. They make down times four.
16.
Out of them come cherubims. Out of cherubims come angels. Angels the stars follow.
Planets
follow up. The planets are branches, the humans, animals, insects, birds, fish. All those are branches. From his fullness we were given. You know still, branches, they are given from the fullness of the short.
Amen.
Isn't that?
And
if the branch is not like the stump in it, when they shoot down there,
that's what
man did always push. We don't know why. For we are branches. You branch, you bear fruits.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now there is those who do not abide in truth.
Satan number one.
If you begin lies, speak lies, or do things of lies, you've removed yourself in things called truth. You became a liar.
And
not about in truth, removed yourself in the truth of things meant to be there. You have to be bound in hell. Let's read in John chapter 8.
Yokana esuraya munana olunyorwana mwesatu.
John chapter 8 verse 43.
Chichechi balobedde okutegeera enjogera yange kubanga temuyinza kuwulira kigambo kyange.
Why do you not understand my speech, even because you cannot hear my word?
Olunyorwana mwenye.
Verse 44.
Mwe muli ba kitamwe setani era mwagala okukola okwegomba kwa kitamwe. Oyo kuva kulubelebele ye musi sote yanywerera mazima kubanga mazima tegali muye bwayogera obulimba ayogera ekiva mu bibye kubanga muye kubanga ye mulimba era kitayo obulimba.
You are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Yes. When they say you are of your father Satan, and you know you are a murderer, right from the beginning, he's the murderer, using lies. Lies. Out of them came sin. The wage of sin. And it is death. And when he begins to speak things of lies, he speaks his own, not from those in the heavens and earth, his own. And he moved to our brethren, the Muslims. He told them, I'm taking you to Jannah. There are 70 virgin girls. Each man I will give them 70. He speaks what comes from his. For what comes from Christ? Mark chapter 12, verse 25 below. In the heavens you'll be like angels. It's no marrying or getting married. The heavenly body is like angels. And they have no parts in lusting and desires. Ecclesiastes 9, verse 9, he says, rejoice with the woman of your youth, for it's your portion under the sun. It ends here.
Allah.
He messed up our brethren, the Muslims. He spoke what comes from his. He said, I take you in Jannah. Where is it even? And there are 70 virgin girls. It's not thoughts.
On
these women they had on this world, they left them for who?
For this,
the world they are in, Jesus is not his. He has his. But still it's not considered this man whom he is deceiving. That what level of strength will he have to handle 70 women and they are fresh in strength and he stirred them up.
Maybe is reserved cocaine and drugs they will use. For to stir up a virgin and their 70.
It
take you 3 months each, you give them 1 day to rotate back to the first one. And you don't rest, you are in the first shoot bullets. Allah has it. You come to sanity. Jesus called us to see rest
Allah,
of us. Allah will not cause those people rest. They are going to be on women. 3 months. As you rotate back the virgin, you stare up the first. She ran off God and someone else perhaps. And where do they get it? They are not there even. They are
going
to acts of masturbation too much. Using funny roots of praise. Women will create their artificial organs for themselves. A virgin, as you know, who has ever been with a bride? Point to rest them in the season you can face it. Now you pass their words, you rotate 3 months. You find them, they have hanged on the top of the tree. But Allah. But what surprises? Not remember they have to praise Him. And they worship Him. Now He's not given them that time. They are into shooting bullets. Let me leave that. They should not stone me, I see them. But don't fight for Allah, leave Him. Even things of religions are many, including those who worship Mary and the others. All that is lies. Not even in God, they are not there. Now you have to seek for truth of the Bible. And it is Christ Jesus. In Him are all things in the entire heaven and all the earth. Right from creation. Visibles and the invisibles. As they are written in the book, the Bible. Because from the fullness of Christ, things of the entire heavens and earth, visible and invisible, including the wind,
there are
those in the heavens we do not see. All those Bibles speak of them. All from their His fullness they were given. Besides the sin, lies. Lies and the acts of lies. For if you begin lies, you are going to kill. The reason out of lies cometh sin. And the wage of sin, it is death. If you read Romans chapter 6, verse 23. Let's read we here.
Abalumi esura ya mukaga olunyo lwa 2 mwesatu.
Romans chapter 6 verse 23.
Kubanga empera ye chibi kwe kufa na ye kirabo kya Katonda kwe bulamu obutagwawo mu Kristo Yesu mukama waffe.
For the wages of sin is death,
But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Yes. The wage of sin is death. This which caused us to lose the heavenly body,
and
given this border of death that we are on with this today,
and
clothed it without repenting of sins and to totally leave them, they give us the body of hell and they take you in hell, the prison of God, the bottomless pit.
When
get you there on the judgment, lake of fire, everlasting death. You know why that death is everlasting? Because death was not created from God. It was created because of sin. Not in those gotten from God. If it was real,
they
have died once and even spirits die. But because spirits were created, gotten from God to be everlasting, there is no death of spirits that they can die and black as spirits. They put them in everlasting death. You die, you don't die. It too is not there. It's not there to die. They just put their angel of death, him to use diseases, and the rest like those. Something is of pain only. Pain comes from sin. Those I will explain them always. I told you these words why the heavenly journey was more than the Bible.
It
was five words. Origin of the Bible. Reality of the Bible. Truth of the Bible. The way of the Bible. And the life of the Bible. Those are great words. Needs to be taught to people and they sink in understanding of them. But as we conclude or we summarize the issue of the truth of the Bible, Christ Jesus our Lord, to be the truth of the Bible,
him
are things in the heavens and all the earth, right from creation, visible and invisible, all as they are written in the Bible. Because from his fullness, all things in the heavens and the earth they were given, except lies, and the acts of lies, where are the sin, and the wage of it is death. And then the time he speaks of hell,
he
was created for Satan and his angels. We were not to be included in it. But because of same lies, Satan has ended cause many because to fall in hell. They don't know the truth of things. And most of hell the Bibles, and they call it the book of the Western. But I want to tell you, if a Western or the British American makes a phone call, a phone that you climb a mountain to tap network, as they reach the third grandchild, you have a smartphone. Even in the pits, it can access network. If the ones who wrote Bible and began it, they would have known it too much. And their children know it much. If an English has begun something, when they reach their third grandchild, and they have experience it, and they have advanced in it, but the book they did write, and themselves ask who will teach it to us, that they will come from Africa. The season has come. We thank God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Satan has not anything except lies in all things in heavens and earth. Doesn't have not even a mountain, neither a valley. That's why I tell them in Jeremiah 10 verse 10 up to 11, all those gods did not create heavens and earth. They will perish out of it. They have nothing of theirs in there. There's nothing they can even give you except to steal. As in John 10 verse 10, Satan came to steal. He steals from both of Jesus. Just as he had stolen your soul and your spirit, he came to steal, kill, and to destroy. Jesus came to give them life and their life in full. You come quickly to Jesus, for it's the truth from which you came to manifest.
Amen.
I don't tell you Jesus, so take it. I want to tell you Jesus, the real truth. And you yourself to exist, that you're real. It is Him. From His fullness you were given. The reason why you have to confess His Lord, for you were given from Him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But that we shall get more explained of it. But even the Father, He is the truth. For a reason, Christ Jesus is express image. As things in the entire heavens and all the earth, still they are the way they are in the Father, in the new heavens and the new earth, those found above all the heavens, that we see it tomorrow. And even the Spirit is the Spirit of truth. Is one who gathered all those in this book, the Bible.
He
gathered truth of things in Christ Jesus in heaven and earth, which are also gathered the truth in the Father. Above all the heavens, we find in the new heavens, new earth, that in the Father too there are heavens in Him, and the new earth, new heavens and the new earth, just as those of Christ, because the others are unending. That's why I always tell you, if Jesus is the truth
and
the image, express image of the Father, the Father too is the truth. That's why I speak in the John 17, the verse 3. Eternal life is to know the one true God, and Christ Jesus He sends, the true God. But Him, the Holy Spirit, is called the Spirit of Truth. All He saw within the Father, it's one He wrote down. All He saw that will be in Christ Jesus in the heaven, He wrote down. And He said, guiding all truths for Himself, He wrote things of truth in this book, the Bible. Let's meet tomorrow. We hear those words. May the Lord bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening. Thank you for believing.
You've
already put in action. For
faith
without works, it's dead. As the body without spirit. James chapter 1 verse James 2 verse 26. You'll be a doer of the word you've heard. You'll be given righteousness and holiness. person believes is the heart be given righteousness. But in Romans 10 verse 10, faithful to be ready to teach others. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 1 and 2.
These
words commit them to faithful people who will teach them to others. When you will do that, fulfill the greatest mission the Lord Jesus committed to us. Matthew 28 verse 18 up to 20.
Be
given power in heaven and earth. Make all nations disciples.
Baptize
in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teach them all I commanded.
Who
am together with you up to the end.
And
you too, he will be with you when he will keep doing like that. He will manifest where you manifest, and he will work with you. He will give blessing to you. Speaks in Revelation chapter 1 verse 3 and 4. Blessed are those who hear and they read words of this book. God holds a blessing on your life. Amen.